Hello and thanks for joining us on this another little feature on a little festival feature. And this one we're talking about the Chicken Stock Festival. So welcome to the Chicken Stock Festival feature on Folkin.com. And I've got one of the headlining acts to talk to here, and that is Tim Ashton from the Three Daft Monkeys. Hello, Phil. And I've got to say, we are laughing because I just called you the wrong name, but that's another name.
That's all right. Yeah, people, you know, do.
It's been a busy old weekend for you. You're making an album, you're doing gigs, much like us. We were gigging at the Rochester Sweets Festival. All, so we're both like gig-lagged and we're trying to have a sensible conversation.
Yeah, well, we can manage it, I reckon. You know, once the summer starts, that's it.
Mate, it's all good. All over the place, aren't we? So it's not the first time you played this lovely little Chicken Stock Festival, is it? I think you've done it before, haven't you?
No, we have done it before. We did a few years ago now, but I think it was only a three-piece because it was in the middle, just after COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got the full ensemble this year with Richie on drums and percussion, so it's going to be a really good one. We've got loads of new songs because we've been in the studio for the last 3 weeks.
You've been very busy. So it's like the Three Daft Monkeys has become four. And he's a damn good percussionist, I can say that for sure. He knows how to make a racket, doesn't he? He really does add a lot to your set, I think.
Oh, he loves, it's getting even more now. The boys are buying more toys.
I know. What is it with drummers? We changed our drummer as well. We've got a new drummer. So the Three Daft Monkeys have actually become four now, haven't they? It's growing. What's going on there then?
Well, basically, Richie Mulryan was our original drummer. We were in a band together, me, Richie and Athene, many moons ago now. It was 30 years ago. We were in a psychedelic punk band called Moondragon and Lordric, and we were touring all over Europe, and that band split up. And it was me, Athene, and Richie went and did a show in Folk Segovia, which is just outside Madrid. And we had to think of a name of our band quite quick. So Three Daft Monkeys sprang to mind because it was a song that I'd written. And we've been called Three Daft Monkeys ever since. Then Richie sort of left. Me and Athene went travelling around Europe in a van, busking around and ending up in East Germany, of all places, for a while. And then we came back to Blighty, and we've got ourselves a bass player. So I was doing the bass drum. We had a bass player and Athene on fiddle. And then Richie came back to the fold in the last 10 or 15 years or so. So it's been nice to have, you know, we're a four-piece again, so it's great.
Wow, yeah. Did you find, like, is it when you I don't often play without a drummer myself because I'll get so used to having one. And then when you get one, it kind of changes the dynamics quite mad, doesn't it? We had a new drummer at the weekend. We played the Sweets Festival with my lot. And it's like a totally whole new world because he's totally different to the other drummer. And it's like changed the whole dynamics. It's strange, isn't it? What one person can do, especially if they're hitting things.
Yeah. Well, if you hit them in the right places and at the right time, it's really good, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
When I didn't have a drummer, I did manage to stay in time with myself quite a lot because I was doing the bass drum and guitar, so it was quite easy, really. Yeah. And I've got to listen out to that bass drum behind me and sort of try and follow that.
You could probably do that in a knee operation, to be fair, with all that bass drum. I'm glad to hear you was in a psychedelic punk band because I grew up with punk music as well. We don't go away, do we? We just get a bit more folky.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was good. It was a good band. We had an electric version for the big gigs, and then we also had an acoustic version, which is Lordric, which is Cornish for Moondragon, actually. Mm-hmm. Lordrike. And that's where I met Athene, the fiddle player. Actually, she was playing in a band, and we were both out in Holland doing the squat scene. And we met in a squat in Arnhem.
Wow. And the rest is history. Now, you're playing the Chicken Stock on the Thursday night, which you're headlining, which is going to be fantastic. But that's not just this is like the beginning of a run for you, isn't it? Because not only are you doing Chicken Stock, you're then going on to do several other places, which we'll have a chat about in a minute. And whilst that's going on, you're finishing off your latest album, which you crowdfunded, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. We crowdfunded our previous album, but that was, funnily enough, it was 7 years ago. We didn't realise how long ago it was, but there was a big chunk of COVID in the middle of that, so that sort of gave us a little bit of realisation that we hadn't got an album out for quite a while. And so we thought we'd try and crowdfund this one again. We didn't know how it was going to go, and it was amazing. We reached our initial target within a week. The fan base was just fantastic. Everyone pledged to buy CDs. We were selling T-shirts and hoodies and stuff, but they didn't even know what the design was because we didn't yet.
Uh-huh.
And people were still buying stuff. It was amazing. They were absolutely amazing. We sold quite a lot of experiences as well. We did listening to the album in its entirety live in Cornwall. People came down and we ate a big meal together in this lovely pub down in St. Agnes. And then they all pulled the names of the songs out of a hat, and we played it as they pulled them out. And it was a really good evening. We've had people pledge money, and they've come and sang backing vocals on the album.
Wow.
And Thini wrote this a cappella sort of sea shanty, and we ended up, luckily, there was like seven people. We thought, we don't want too many in the studio, but they came up, and they were all amazing singers. So we've just done this completely acoustic a cappella, no instruments at all, version of this song, and with these guys in an afternoon, and it's just magical. So
wow.
that's going to be on the album. And they also did a bit of backing vocals to another few other tracks. And we've got a big listening party coming up in a couple of weeks, where we're buying them all a pasty and a pint.
Nice.
People can come and have a listen to our recorded version of the album, be the first ones to hear it, basically.
That's amazing. That's a really nice thing to do, isn't it? Because studios are expensive these days, especially when I've got a little studio of my own, but I wouldn't want to record, which I'm talking to you from now, I wouldn't want to record a whole album in here, you know? You need to be somewhere where there's a bit of creative space, and personally, I like to have a producer. I can record and things, but there's nothing like having somebody to sort of direct you a bit, isn't there, really?
It's lovely as well. We actually did a lot of the rehearsing before we got up there, so we sort of knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
But we've used Mark Ellis a lot. He did our Social Vertigo album and our Of Stones and Bones album. And it's a beautiful, very rural studio out in near Bude, sort of North Cornwall. There's no shops for miles. So once you're there, you know, you've got...
there's no escape.
And he's an amazing arranger and mixer. And, he does come up with some suggestions and stuff. And basically, we've left it in his hands now. He's gonna mix it all, and then show us the first mix, and then we're gonna have a little listen and see what we think. So it's quite exciting. I've sort of stepped away from it now. Don't usually do that. Me and Thien usually sit in with the guys that are mixing and sort of give our two penneth worth, you know. But this time we've said, right, we'll step away. He knows what we want.
Yeah.
He knows what we like. You know, he's recorded two of our albums before, so. We're just going to let him play with it and see what happens, really.
It's nice when you've got that, isn't it? Because you can trust the person to do it. We're a bit the same. We used a Leveller studio down in Brighton. And we used a guy called Toby May. And he if you find somebody who gets you, it's quite nice, isn't it? Because you can just say, okay, he gets us. He knows what we're trying to do. And you don't have to worry so much about all this creative art that you put together. It's like a little baby, isn't it, an album. You want to cuddle it a bit.
Well, exactly. But Mark Ellis is really good, and he does get us. And we've known him for years and years, so and he was very, very excited by the album as well. Every part of it was quite. You could see the excitement in him. So it's like, we'll leave it with you. You know, he gave us the option to be with him, but we were like, well, we've been there for three weeks already. I think we need to step away, and he's going to do it in the evenings and stuff. And I think it's going to be it's a new experiment for us.
So. Yeah. Oh,
we'll probably step back in and go, right, we want this and we want that and we want all the other bits that we thought we needed.
It'd be the worst case scenario if he plays this. He says, here, lads, I've done the final mix. And you look at it and you go, don't like it.
Don't like it.
Nah. Change it. Oh. No. But will the album be available by Chicken Stock, which is obviously the Chicken Stock is from the 1st to the 4th of August and you're on the Thursday.
Yes.
It's going to be there, is it? Available.
Yeah, because we've got no record company, we've got nothing like that. We haven't got an official release date. Proper Music are interested in distributing it, but we're doing it all ourselves, so we have no one to answer to. So basically, as soon as it's ready, it's out. I mean, we've even done all the artwork. Thini and Niall have been doing all the artwork, so we've got everything ready. As soon as it's mixed, it's going to be in-house mastering as well, so we don't have to worry too much. So as soon as it's done, We've got the manufacturers all lined up, ready to take it, and a few weeks turnover, we should have it. So possibly within a month.
Yeah. Are you going to do vinyls as well on it?
Well, we did vinyls on the last album.
I know you did. I got one. I love your artwork as well. Your artwork's always really funky.
Yeah, no, it's cool. But we've done album vinyls on that, but we haven't gone for it this time. We're just going to wait and see how it all goes.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll do some, sort of later edition at vinyls. But, we had a budget to work to. So, and vinyls, you sort of need another mastering as well. And then
It's have to do, isn't it? So that's one of those things.
But what we're going to do, we're going to release a CD. We're going to release downloads as well. And then we're going to put it out there and say, who wants vinyls? And we'll do a little pre-order thing for vinyl.
Good idea.
And then we'll know how many we can make and roughly, what the demand is. Because at the moment, it took a while to shift for vinyls on the last one. I mean, not everybody likes vinyl. It wasn't taken up as quickly as we thought it might be.
No,
a lot of downloads, a lot of CDs, but the vinyls didn't go as quick as we thought. So we thought we'd leave it and then do, once everyone's heard it, say, would you like this on vinyl?
Do a special, special orders. It's another nice little thing, isn't it? I like that. So what's the album going to be called? Is it titled now?
It's called Information Camouflage.
Information Camouflage. I like it. Great name. Who thought that up? What's the meaning behind it? Information Camouflage.
The meaning behind that is because as we plough down this lovely human race that we're this lovely society and how we're evolving as a society, information is getting more and more. You can find out so much about everything.
Yeah.
But also hardly know anything at all because there's so much. There's too much information. People are getting blinded by it. You don't know what's real. You don't know what's not real.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. That's the thought.
I was talking to someone the other day and they think that most of the people in China know what we have for tea. Because they know exactly what we're doing and where we're going. Everybody, the big China tech firms.
Well, there's so much information out there, and there's so much false information out there that it's. I think we're being bamboozled into not knowing what we want. And basically, your truth is your own truth. That's what you got to follow.
Yeah. And I totally agree. It's a great name. It's a great album name. Yeah, looking good, looking good. So you've got the Chicken Stock Festival, you're headlining that. And I won't catch you there because we're playing on the Sunday, but you'll be gone by then, I expect, won't you? You'll be off to other festivals. You've got quite a run on, haven't you?
We've got, from that weekend, we're playing the Thursday, we're playing at the Chicken Stock, which is going to be great. We're staying over there. Then Friday night, we're playing at Wickham Festival.
Wow.
On the South Coast there, down that way. And it's absolutely gorgeous festival. I think Susie Quattro's playing as well.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know.
Devil Gate Drive.
But I don't know if we're going to get to see her or not. I'm not sure what day she's playing yet. But we're doing that on the Friday. Saturday, we're playing in Glastonbury Town Hall for the Goddess Conference Festival, which is an amazing event. We've done it before, and it's basically loads of sort of magical folk turn up and it's amazing. It's a really interesting evening.
Nice. Do you know what, just to interrupt you, when I was at Sweeps Festival in between gigs, I went up this road and it was called the Psychic Alley, and they had all these psychic readings there, and it's like one little road. It was really weird.
The thing is, you say music is a ticket to adventure, isn't it?
And it just, you never know what's going to happen, do you?
We're quite happy to experience what all life has to offer.
Just
so,
enjoy the ride, yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday we're up to the Green Gathering in Chepstow, which is a lovely off-grid festival.
Yes.
Got a heart of soul, that one.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Solo, fantastic. And then we're going to Sidmouth, doing a fringe gig at Sidmouth on the Monday in the, I can't remember the name of the pub now. It's on a Monday night in Sidmouth. It's on our web list.
Wow. Yeah. And anybody wants to find out about where you are, what you do, you've got info. You can email you info@3daftmonkeys.co.uk, and you're very good at, you're fiercely independent, you lot, and I really respect you for that. You're doing your own thing, you're doing your own albums, your own merchandise, own artwork, everything, and you are very good at
it's not even the beginning of the season.
Sorry.
I'm knackered already. I know.
You are one of the most hardest working bands, though. You are always around, and this is really good. I mean, I only wish my band gets as busy as you. I'm working on it, but maybe it takes a bit of a while. But it's great to see you doing all these things. I'm really looking forward to the Chicken Stock, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I'm going to be there all weekend, so it's going to be nice to sort of have a look at all the different bands there, because it's quite a nice eclectic mix at the Chicken Stock this year. It's quite good.
Good amount of bands going on. I'm liking it.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, we're only there Thursday, so
yeah, you've got to dash off. That happens a lot these days, doesn't it?
We'll travel up Wednesday night and sort of pop in early on Thursday, so we get to experience a bit of it, you know, before we have to go.
Yeah. Wow. That's what we like. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been great talking to you, Tim. It always is a pleasure to talk to you. We'll hook up with you again and maybe talk to you about the other festivals you're doing. But for now, I'll see you at the Chicken Stock with your brand spanking new album, and I hope you sell billions.
Yes, I hope so too.
I'm sure you will, mate. Listen, great talking to you, Tim. We'll catch up later, yeah? Cheers, mate. We'll catch up again soon. Bye now. Bye.